Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up before May 10th, you'll be getting a physical abundance box. Plus, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyheller.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Ask yourself I want to run straight into serendipity today. I want to run straight into synchronicity. I want to run straight into a mystical, transcendent, alive, blow my mind experience. In order for that to happen, we have to drop the constant, predictable worries and concerns and live. So I want to remind us of that because that's really why we're here. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome to the Kathy Heller podcast. This show is meant to be a guide for you. I want to be that mentor who can hold your hand through this journey. I know that there are so many twists and turns in navigating not only what is happening in our mind, but also understanding strategically how we want to get from where we are to where we want to go. In the show, we're going to talk not only about how we can start to become aware of what are the subconscious things that are holding us back and how we can instead choose thoughts that are actually going to propel us forward. But in addition to changing the landscape internally, we are going to talk about the strategies that actually will help you to build a profitable business, getting paid to be you. Because when you have a business where you do what you love, you never really have to have that sense of work. Because it's a pleasure, because it's joy. And really, I want you to have the most abundant life. I want you to have the kind of life that you love waking up to every day, that you don't feel like you need a vacation from. So together on the show, every single episode, I want to be your friend. I want to be your mentor. I want to show you what is it that I think has really been insightful, been helpful. What are the tools and strategies? What are the mindset shifts that have helped me? And what are the things that have helped my guests to get to where they are? How can we together sort of cross this river to the most fulfilling life where we show up and we feel like we are living into our potential and having the most gorgeous, beautiful experience? Because after all, that is what we all desire. We're all craving to have the most joyful, beautiful life. And I really believe that we can design that and that we can experience a life that we just absolutely love. And not only will we enjoy it, but it will be a possibility for other people. It will show other people what's there for them. And then maybe together, each one of us, by being the happiest versions of ourselves and being the most fulfilled versions of ourselves, we will help other people to reach for that higher branch and to find that in their own life. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the Kathy Heller podcast. I have been feeling like I am just stepping into a new level of integrity and honesty with myself. And I just want to say, I am wishing that for all of us. I feel like as girls, we are raised to just be over-functioners and kind and pleasing, and all of that can sometimes keep us from being fully in our most true, like, lane. And so, I don't know, I just want to say that out loud. It feels like real freedom for me to just set down what was an illusion anyway and never mind to hold. So just putting that out there, that is kind of what I'm feeling this week. I'm excited to share this episode with you because you're going to hear some pieces of some coaching calls that I think are really so powerful. And I'm always so just thankful that the women that I coach say that we can play these clips for you, because I feel like what is personal is really universal. Before we dive in, I do want to let you know that I am doing a retreat in Florida at the Boca Raton Resort, June 25th to the 27th. I would love to be with you there. We are going to manifest in the biggest way. You're going to be with me, which means you'll be retreating from your normal routine of your life, and you will be finding a new vibration that's coming through you. You will be seeing visions of your life that you have not yet seen, and you will be manifesting on such a high level, you won't really believe it. We've had such incredible success and response of the women who've been on these retreats. So I'm really excited. If you want to join us, you can go to kathyheller.com/retreat. Also, April 18th at 5 o'clock Pacific, you can join me and my dear friend Samantha Skelly. We're doing a free live virtual breathwork training. We'll talk about how breathwork can really put you in a high vibration and help you expand your impact, your purpose, your business. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope you can be there. If you want to sign up for that, you can go to kathyheller.com/breathe. So that's kathyheller.com/breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E. All right. Well, as I said, today I'm going to share with you a few clips from coaching that I've done. The first clip is a coaching session I had with my student Jen, who has started building her business and launching things, but she wants to monetize without being in that needy energy. I think that this was such a juicy question that so many of you can relate to. So I think you might learn something from this. Take a listen.
Hi, Jen.
Oh, I love the view you're giving us.
I know. Can you hear me now? Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I was trying to give you a good view. So, Kathy, I was introduced to you through Gina DeVee. I was in one of her programs and she was talking about your quote, and that just resonated so much with me. Part of her thing, you know, her book, Audacity to Be Queen. Long story short, basically my podcast, I would like to do Moms Made for More, because I felt like I've had this huge calling my whole life. I've always wanted to be a teacher. I was a teacher, had a car accident, and I basically been dealing with chronic pain and fatigue for 30 years. And obviously when you're dealing with that level of pain, you know, resulting depression, that kind of thing. But I feel like through my trainings, I'm a certified life coach and cognitive behavioral therapy, that kind of thing, you know, just showing that there is an enemy out there, feeds us with lies, you know, we have more power over mind than we realize, that kind of thing. And so I want to help people get past these limitations of the physical, the mental, you know, all these different things in coaching. So my biggest question right now is, like, I've been on this journey and everything seems to be launching at the same time. So I was in the process of doing market research to launch a Moms of Teenage Daughters Struggling with Depression and Anxiety, and how they can break free from that so they can walk into all God's created them to be, like getting these girls younger, helping these moms with their own mental health issues, you know, walking into their God-given purpose. So the overall theme is identity, power, authority, being who God created us to be, that sort of thing. But I don't, and I'm calling myself a victory mindset coach. My new website, I'm just finishing it now. It's called Declare a Victory, you know, just power of thoughts and words and speaking things over your life. So I'm trying to be consistent in the marketing because it's all kind of coming out at the same time. The website, I was just recently on a TV show, so promoting those episodes, one was on mental health. I have a private Facebook group about winning the battle of the mind, but I also want to start, I think you said, do a public one for the podcast. And the biggest thing is I need to start monetizing this. It's like invest, you know, that kind of thing, but I don't want to be in this needy energy. So I just didn't know if you had any ideas. I'm also launching an online course and coaching, but like it's all happening at once, which is all great stuff. And it's similar messaging, but I just got to start small with getting the money and the messaging and that kind of thing. So I didn't know if you had any insight.
A great question. I'm going to let Colleen answer first, but it sounds to me like you have a bunch of ships launching right now, right? You said course, you said like three things just now. And then you said something I think really juicy, which is I don't want to be in that needy energy. So Colleen, I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah, that's what I have circled on my paper. I don't want to be in needy energy, right? And I'm like, wait, what? It's like almost like everything else didn't matter. And it's like that is like none of these ships that are leaving the port are going to make it out of the port.
And well, yeah.
Right.
Can I clarify that just real quick? It's more like I'm okay taking the next steps, but it's also like for my husband, it's also, he's like, for tax purposes, you've got to show some kind of income. Like I've had a little here and there from one-on-one or group coaching, but it's like, I still have these big dreams. It's going to be this big business and making the money. And I feel like I've been laying the groundwork and I'm like right here, like ready to birth it. But I'm feeling a little bit of that needy time crunch more in terms of the end of the calendar year. Like I've got to show income type of thing, but I know that's not a good energy to be in. So I want to make sure like my messaging is just right. And, you know, I'm still serving, I'm still sharing like, you know, on social media and that kind of stuff. But that's kind of like, I don't want to confuse people too. It's like, oh, I have a podcast. Oh, my website just launched, you know, like I'm tending to think like, just bring people on the journey with me. And like everybody's been saying today, be authentic. And I'm just going to update them on what's been happening. Like, here's some ideas, do some free lives, like, you know, that kind of thing. But I do need to get some sort of start with a tiny offer, at least to, you know, to build the confidence and to start getting that income. So that's what I meant by that.
Yeah. I think we knew exactly what you meant. So you just,
oh, good.
You just told us what we already guessed, which is why it was okay. Really juicy. And it will be more, you'll see as we talk about this a little bit, why you just painted it in brighter colors, what Colleen was picking up on. And I think this will be helpful. So Colleen, why don't you go ahead with that? And then I'll share.
Yeah. So first off, money. Abundance, whatever it is anyone ever wants. We fixate on it. And sometimes like, I get it, like whatever, like maybe there's different, you know, we need to put food on the table, whatever. There's certain aspects of living in a 3D reality where there's certain things that facilitate us like moving around in the world. That's true. And it's always resonance, always, always resonance. And we also don't even need to know from that resonance where that money is going to come from. So could it come through your business? Maybe, sure. But does it have to be through your business? Nope. There could be some random tax return that you wind up getting. There could be some unexpected inheritance you get. There could be things we can't even think of right now. There could be something that your husband winds up like calling in. Like there are infinite possible ways that the money can find you. And so our job is not to decide how the money needs to find us or what do we need to do to get the money to find us. Our job is simply to show up, just like Kathy was talking about, in that enthusiasm resonance, in that passion, in our joy. And as we move through the world in that space, that's when we can become a match for these opportunities. But if we have like a need, almost like a clenching for something to go a certain way, we're automatically separate from it, right? Because we're in the energy of the question, the asking, the how am I going to make it happen? The where is it? And the answer is never in the frequency of that question or that problem. The answer is always in the frequency of the solution, which is how you really want to feel, right? How you think you'll feel when you have that money, when that income's flowing, when you're not worried about what you got to show on your tax return. And when you can play in that space, that's when you're ironically the most magnetic for whether it's the clients in the business, whether it's other ways for the money to meet you.
And I want to take that, since she did such a beautiful job of covering one aspect of it, I want to take the other aspect of it when you talk about that and you mentioned the needy energy. And this is something I want everybody to hear because I love money. It's so much fun. And I also love love. And I also love walking through forests and bathing in oxygen. I love oxygen. I love money. I love love. I love resources. I love lights. I love twinkly lights. I love expansion. I love electricity. I do. I love it all. So I want you to experience millions of dollars a month. I want you to experience hundreds of thousands of dollars a month because it's so freaking fun and it's all sitting here right now. And how does that happen? When we're really clean. So when we go to sell something, because you mentioned this a couple of times, so you had the question you asked, but then you had the question you didn't deliberately ask. You were talking about wanting to and needing to make money. And then you talked about offers and how, like, you don't want to be in the sea of energy, but you're going to have some money come in. And there is a neediness in the codependency around people paying you, which when that clears, you'll be able to go and actually allow people to pay you. So what does that mean? It means, where is the offer? Why is it taking so long? Well, because there's clearly a part of you that feels trepidation. You, I mean, even the way you said it, like, I have a little offer. Like, why is it little? Why is it not like balls to the wall? Like, it's $85,000 for a year long coaching. I mean, and you laughed, right? Because it feels so out of reach, which is why it is, because the neediness. So let's go back. If you go ahead and you offer a $50,000 package, a $25,000 package, I don't care what it costs. But if you have an incredible high vibration offer, whatever it is, and you're not needy, you are going to allow another person to make a decision. And it doesn't concern you. And if they say, people are like, what do you say when someone's like, I have to think about that. I'm like, here's my big script. Okay, have a nice day. In fact, let me double down. I am not for everyone. And most likely, if you're even thinking about it, find the next person. Goodbye. Have fun. Why am I doing that? It's not a joke. To piggyback on what Colleen said, whatever's coming into your life, you are resonant to it, period. So if I am resonant to a certain level of electricity and vibration, it's finding me anyway, no matter what. And so I don't have to hold on to this person who's in my DM. She's not responsible for my abundance. I am. My level of energy. She can say no to me. I don't need her to say yes. She doesn't pay the bills. My mind, my thoughts, my energy, my alignment, that's what does it. And hell yes, I want to charge the most amount of money possible. Because I believe in abundance, because I'm not a bullshit artist. When you said 85,000 and you laughed, and this is so good, and I love you. You're so easy to love. And you came in through Gina and you knew my quote. I mean, I like you so much. And I love that you showed us the ocean. We're all good. But I want to talk about that laugh. Okay. Because what you told me in that laugh is you believe in scarcity. I would be happy to charge somebody $85,000. Because I believe that they have access to $85,000 because I believe that they can make $85,000 a week because all we're trading all day long is energy. And when you turn it on like a Christmas tree, people pay to be around it. They want to be in that Wi-Fi. They're like, oh, it's like a wash over me. Please just be around me. Right? So where's your big offer? Don't tell me about the small offers and all these different offers. It's like, come to me with resonance. And part of it is already inherently embedded in the way you talk about your offer. Because people don't buy the inside of the muffin. They buy the package because of the result. So when you talked a little bit, you were like, for moms who have kids, who have anxiety, right? It's like, you can pick any person to serve. And by the way, any human being, any mother that you are calling forward has levels of contrast all over the place, right? And this is, you told me the first thing was that moms were made for more. But then when you go into the offer, it goes into the static. You're meeting me in a problem, but where are you taking me? Don't tell me about my problem. Tell me about my result. Right? If you're going to show me a trip to Europe, right? If I'm sitting in the travel agent's office, she's going to show me this castle in Ireland and she's going to show me the Louvre Museum. She's not going to say, these are the 29 euro rail rides you have to take. Here's how you have to go down when the Uber drops you off here. You're actually going to have to wheel your luggage for 3.5 blocks because the cars can't fit. It's like, I am not interested in that struggle. I don't want that. I just want you to show me that moment at the Eiffel Tower, right? And I'll figure it out. Obviously, I'm going to have to get on a plane. I'll be jet lagged. I'll have to figure it out. Nobody's buying that. Like, what are we really selling? And like, what's the most you can charge? And how do you charge them? How do you love them into life? How do you get them to be so excited to pay you? It's because you're available to make money. If you're not experiencing right now a ton of money coming in, your subconscious doesn't feel that that is safe. You feel you're doing something wrong. You feel like that costs you your integrity. You feel like that's sticky because ultimately you're really just co-signing scarcity. Like, well, these moms don't have money. So why am I taking it? Well, then you're not going to get any. So you know what they're going to do? They'll find somebody else who has an offer. They'll go pay Gina, which they should. She's great at what she does. Right? But they're going to look for someone who gives them their best hell yes so that they can come up with their best hell yes. Because do they really want to sit in a place of scarcity? No. So they're going to look for someone who has the strength to hold resonance long enough for them to overcome their own threshold of an illusion of scarcity so they can make a transaction, which will allow them a greater transformation. So when you look at like, where's the money? It's like, it's in the neediness. It's in needing their scarcity, ego-driven mindset to co-sign you. Why would you call them up from their ego? Their ego is in scarcity. It's in separation. It feels separated from God, separated from source. It's an ego. It's a freaking avatar. Our egos are avatars, right? They feel small. They feel scared. They feel convinced that reality is separate waves that are not connected to each other, not connected to the ocean. That's obviously not the truth. Right? So all reality is this one infinite swirl. And the more you receive, the more you just gave to the whole ocean. And obviously that's what's happening, but nobody in their ego state is necessarily going to see that. So you don't call people up from their ego. You don't condescend people. You meet people in their highest resonance by being in yours. And then you're not needy because your soul isn't needy. Your soul knows the abundance comes from your resonance. No matter what, it can't miss you. But if you feel called to do this work, then you will. And you call them up from their highest and best self. And they go, oh, just being around this person, I dropped all my stories. I dropped my garbage. That was the best $85,000 I've ever spent. I would spend it again and again and again. Do you see, Jen, do you feel the difference in the vibration in this conversation? And do you feel that's why I said about the neediness? I was like, that's my sticky point.
Yeah, I totally get it. And just for the sake of time, I think part of it is I'm breaking off these layers. When I got my life coach certification, the way they trained us was like, do the consultation. It's like, build them up, cast vision, and sell them at the end. And it did not resonate with me. So I've done all these different programs. And I feel like I'm finally coming into myself. So I have not really made official offers yet. And so that's like, other than like, hey, let's do a quick case study thing. So that's my thing. I'm trying to be like I was on this journey of doing market research with the moms and teens. My ultimate goal is for them to be that queen, that kingdom warrior queen, like walk in our abundance, walk in their royal authority and identity and purpose and power, all that stuff. But it's like, that's the back door, I feel like, or the, I don't know, you know, it's like sell them what they want, but give them what they need. And I was finding that a lot of these, you know, it was like, it was resonating the moms and the teens with mental health issues. So I was, you know, that was more like a tangible thing and starting small. And I totally see like the 85,000 eventually, but I was like listening to your train, you know, when you did that first songwriting course, you know, it's all about starting small. I mean, maybe this is a needy scarcity thing, but I'm not going to start with 85,000. So my question was basically, it's like, ultimately it's these moms made for more. And I want to help them in their passion and their mindset and their identity and authority, all that stuff, and be the queen God designed them to be. But I'm also, you know, and like, that's could be course, coaching, whatever. Like I was kind of in the middle of that, like the podcast thing, I just felt led to like, that wasn't like on my radar initially, you know? So it's like, now I feel like I'm ready to make this offer, but I'm like, which one is it? You know, do I just start, like they all kind of resonate with me because I'm in the middle of all of them, the course, the coaching, the Facebook group, the podcast, but I don't want to confuse them. And, you know, ultimately I'd love to get to 85,000, but I think most of us start, you know, with a smaller offer. So that's where I'm kind of confused and what to focus on right now.
Right. Well, actually my very first offer was $85,000 because it was a song for McDonald's. The first thing I sold myself in business was $85,000.
Oh, wow.
And then my first workshop,
that's awesome.
My first workshop in my living room, I was testing it. So I was like, let's do this for 10 people for $300. And then we quickly moved into having a program that was like $3,000 for like
12 weeks where I would show up on Zoom calls in a group that was like 800 people mm-hmm. in the group. And so that made $1 million really quickly. But it's not a bad thought. It's actually a smart thought. It's a helpful thought to say, I don't have to start at $85,000 when I haven't yet allowed into my experience $14,000, right? Like mm-hmm. we have to not bullshit ourselves. Like, what do we really feel resonant with? What really feels resonant? Where can you begin? And it sounds to me like you're wanting to call these people up, but where are you? Like, where are you walking right now? Where are you strutting your stuff? Where are you feeling like such a badass, abundant queen in your own life so that you can call them forward to that? What's the promise of the delivery? What are you going to give them? What is the walk away? Tell me one thing. I don't care what it is. I don't care which one you choose, but which one feels the most resonant for you? And what is the offering?
The first thing that came to mind is almost like free to be themselves, because I feel the most authentic and in my own queenhood or whatever when I was on the TV show. Like, it was like this fire was lit, and I never felt that being the mom. Nothing against being stay-at-home mom. Like, I love teaching, equipping, empowering.
But what does that mean? Hang on, just for the sake of time. What does it mean that the deliverable is free to be themselves? Because what if they don't really enjoy right now what it feels like to be themselves? They don't know what, is that a real deliverable?
I mean, maybe that's different than free who God created them to be. Like, I feel like I'm finally coming into who God originally designed me to be. It's like these layers are peeling off, you know, that caterpillar stage. Like, I'm becoming this butterfly to make this impact in my world now, you know, like, have powerful impact. I don't know. And that's the thing I'm working through now, like the powerful delivery. I think it all starts with the thoughts, though, which is why I was starting with, you know, mindset and all that kind of stuff.
Right. They buy the outcome. Yeah. They buy the outcome. They buy the outcome. They buy the deliverable, right? So it's like, yeah. Is the deliverable authenticity? Is the deliverable being a queen and like having abundance? You said that 5 minutes ago. Is the deliverable making an impact? Because you just finished the sentence by then saying that. Which one is the most resonant, do you think, in your own life? What are you a match for right now for yourself that you can bring people into?
If I had to pick one word, probably authenticity. But I feel like in my authenticity, I'm making impact. But I guess I had to be authentic first, you know? So maybe that's...
Okay. Well, again, they buy the result. So is it about making an impact? And then the way you do that is through being authentic?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay. So I would test it. I would put that in the world and say, I'm doing however you want to do it. Do you want to do that one-on-one? Do you want to do that in a group? Do you want to do that in a weekend? But it's like impact, right? Something around impact. And that this experience allows you to do that. And what would you charge for that? What do you think that that's worth?
Sorry, I'm just overwhelmed and confused.
What do you think that that's worth?
I guess I was looking small. Like, I don't feel like they are caring as much about impact when they don't want to get out of bed in the morning and they're depressed. Like, I'm going to tie in the purpose, I guess,
okay,
which ultimately I think is impact, but they're not waking up in the morning necessarily thinking I'm going to have more impact. Like, they want to get through their day. So that's why I was trying to start with like that micro problem of like the moms and teens with depression, anxiety, because if you can't get it together up here, you're not going to even want to hear about being a queen or having impact. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the bigger okay. picture.
So but let's I'm move, trying so to move the chess piece back there, because it doesn't matter. Then what are you, what's the result you're selling? Joy?
Well, if we go with your quote, the opposite would be purpose, right? So it's not necessarily joy. So I guess it's more purpose and power. And that comes to really understanding your identity and who God created you to be and being okay. authentic and showing up that way. Yeah.
Okay. So this is it's an incubator to give people purpose and power in their life. Great. What do you think that mm-hmm. that's worth? What would you want to charge for it?
500 is coming to mind. I don't know. I don't know how long it is or what we're talking right now. If it's a retreat, like you said, the vehicle, I don't know what that is yet.
And why only 500?
I don't know. I feel like it's a starting point. And
okay,
like if I'm starting off with, you know, friends, family, case, say like what they were saying earlier, that our followers might not even be our ideal client yet. That might not pay the thousands, but they might be good ones to kind of get the market research and, you know, help them and that kind of thing.
Okay. What do you want it to be? A one-on-one thing, a retreat, a course?
My goal is a hybrid. So like some training, kind of like, the, you know, like you have the portal, you have a group like this, and then possibly a one-on-one in between, you know, in that time at the beginning and end, maybe.
Okay. So how many people do you think you could scale that to if you were giving a one-on-one? Like what would feel good?
20 is what came to mind first.
Okay. And you would do this what over how many weeks do you think would feel good to you?
Let's say 8.
Okay. So what you just created, it's cool. You just created a path to making $10,000 if 20 women paid you $500 over the next 8 weeks or whenever, a block of 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. How does that feel? Does that feel really exciting? Does that feel really safe? Does that feel really good? Does that feel really kind of uninspiring to make $10,000 from that 8 weeks of work?
I hadn't even thought of the 10K. I wasn't doing the math. I was just trying to pay attention. Yeah, that feels good though.
Does it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good place to start. So what would hold you back then from making that offer?
Nothing really. I mean, I guess just the specifics, but it is, you're right. It's the outcome. So the vehicle doesn't matter. It's the what they're going to end up with. So just getting it out there.
In fact, yeah, they don't want to hear the details of the specifics. Mm-hmm. They want to just know about that end, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So have you made an offer like that before?
No, I have not. This is my first. That's why I was trying to like, is it about the moms? Is it about the teens? Like I was in the middle of so many.
Right. So when you're all in, which you are right now on this, and you mm-hmm. just go share it with enthusiasm, mm-hmm. those 20 women are going to come forward. And then after you do that, maybe you'll feel even more deeply aligned and you'll charge double the next time. Mm-hmm. And maybe you'll do away with the one-on-one, but all of this is fine because you are getting a lot out of learning and researching, right? But when you really yep. see for them the possibility of the outcome, mm-hmm. they'll see it in your eyes. They'll feel it in your energy and they will pay the $500 to get themselves into that outcome.
Yeah, I love it. And that's that inner purpose is what allowed me to push through physical pain, mental health pain. It was like focusing on that and helping others is what allowed me to get through the days, you know? So it's exactly what you said and why your quote resonated so much with me. You know, that
well,
purpose
you're
is the
overly,
outcome.
You're overly qualified to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's more than appropriate to do it the way you just said. And I think you should now go allow yourself to drop out of the codependency so you can actually go get paid. Mm-hmm. Free yourself of needing them to say yes or no. Put yeah. this offer in the world. Be like the lighthouse that's just shining the light. Let the boats just come in or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't need to bring them sticky, staticky, codependent energy because you don't want to call them from that place. We all do that with money. It's like, they rejected. It's like, no, please give them the out. Energetically free them of having to say yes to you. And you can go put that offer out there. And yep. just notice with all the work we just did, you were able through this vehicle, through all the conversations and questions, you were able to expand to allow in a $10,000 amount of energy, right? Which means you can still mm-hmm. afford to be more receptive and you can still afford
absolutely
to receive more and you can still afford yes. to let go of the control because our ego gets into a place of survivor mm-hmm. old patterns of, well, if I receive more than this, I feel unworthy, or if I receive more than this, I'm on the hook for too much. And so we keep ourselves apart from receiving, which is not mm-hmm. about soul and real true like reality. It's just the ego's story around what it means to receive and how unsafe it is to receive more than a certain point. And so that's what Colleen is saying, that the more you just play with how much you can energetically receive love, light, oxygen, blessing, wealth, riches, it's an energy. It's a feeling mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you won't be able to help it. You'll be a magnet for that level of mm-hmm. receivership. Your radio mm-hmm. will be on. And when that happens, then this offer is just a clean, separate vehicle, a device for you to do your work in the world. And they'll mm-hmm. both sort of meet you in the middle.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for all the kind comments. So love you all. Thank you, Kathy. That was super helpful.
Awesome.
And Colleen, thank you everyone for the time.
My goodness. What a day we had. This was great.
That was so good. And I just want to give Jen a huge thank you for letting us share this with all of you. I knew that you would get something from hearing that conversation. And she wanted to share some fun updates with us since we just had that call. She detached from needing the money. And sure enough, their family had an unexpected increase in income this year. Then she was asked to contribute a chapter for a book about unlocking your voice, which is such a great title. She also got a lot of clarity on who she's meant to serve, and she feels like she's really in alignment with her God-given identity. And I love that she said, "I realize that I'm free to be me, and I'm meant to actually break the mold, fly high with the eagles, and stop trying to just eat with and hang out with the chickens on the ground." Amen to that. Jen, I just want to say thank you so, so much. I can't wait to continue to watch all the magic unfold for you. You can all go give her some love. Her Facebook page is Declare a Victory, and her website is declareavictory.com. The next piece is a little spiel I gave in one of my programs, and it ties into what we just talked about with Jen and the power of your frequency. Here we go.
Here are some things to write down to really start to understand and remember what you know. Frequency carries information. Okay. Frequency carries information. If you look at Morse code, radio, Wi-Fi, frequency carries the information to the receiver. So we need to remember the way our future feels. And we need to ask ourselves, probably more than once a day, probably more like once an hour, who are you pretending to be right now? Like in this moment, who are you pretending to be? Because there is the true self, and then there is your chemical self. So every single thought that you think, it emits immediately. It emits a frequency into this thing right here called reality, called the quantum field, however you want to call it. It exists. This space right here. When someone walks in a room and you go, "Ooh, what mood are they in? Oh, she's bouncy today." And you feel a lot of things from the person's energy, right? And we can sort of look at it and measure it and discuss it. Everything you think carries a different frequency into this field. And so when you are pretending, because you are in this program and the program is running you, and you are now being your chemical self, that you've been for, who knows, we all have different seasons. Sometimes we're in a certain mood or a certain personality for 3 months, sometimes it's 3 years, and then we change it and we have the courage to change a relationship or move to a different city or start doing yoga or whatever it is that starts to change the predictable, that starts to change the way that we keep going around and around and around and around in this pretend being. But whatever that place is where we're pretending, from that place, we cannot harness, we cannot channel the power that is really needed. But when we tap into this moment, the actual present moment where you can find your truth, where you can find that space, where you can find that expansion, where you can find all that actually is working for you, that is swirling here, then you can do that for your client. You're here holding for them the place beyond the pretend self. You're holding for them the place of their highest and best. So you can only help them up as far as you are. And this is all around us all the time. It doesn't matter if it's a brand that's selling jeans, they're still doing it, or they're not. But if they're doing it well, it's landing. That frequency is being transmitted. The information gets passed. If it's anything, it gets communicated or it doesn't. But the frequency delivers the information. That's how it works. So what frequency are you blasting? And then whose antenna is going to pick it up? And that's what Colleen was just saying about different kinds of clients. Depending on what you're emitting, depending on what you're putting in the world, that information will be received by different antennas, by different receivers. That's literally just how it works all the time. If I'm on Wi-Fi, I'm going to get certain signal. If I'm in a patchy place and there's nothing, I get no signal, right? It's just who you're talking to from where you are in alignment. So that's why we did the first half of this program, to start to awaken, to start to come home to start to unleash, to start to expand, to start to really fully tune in. And we typically, when we're in this chemical predictive self, we think that things take a lot of time, because the distance between your thought and your belief, we put time in there. Like, oh, well, now that's going to take this much time. But the frequency changes that immediately. And you've seen it in your own life. You've had moments where you walk out of and you go, that was a great interview. I nailed it. And then they don't just offer you the job. They offer you a better job. It didn't take more time. It took the same amount of time. It's just you tuned into a different place. So this is really realer than real. And we all know it. We know it. We know that our life is not happening because of other things outside of us. It's happening from in here. And it's happening from in here based upon what we are able to hear, what our own antenna is picking up, and what we are putting out, and therefore who is hearing it and what's reverberating back. So we want to do this work. And that's why we do this work first. And by the way, it's a constant practice. It's a constant practice. I'm now at a place, it's real fun, where when my train gets off the track, I'm having the experience of my train off the track, and I'm having the experience of the drone view part of me going, what are you doing? Why is your train off the track? Good for you. You know better, right? And then it's just like this double time sort of like, and then I feel myself going, no, 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 no. I want this story so bad. Please don't take it from me. This is so much safer, you know? And then I'm like sort of sparring off with myself and very, very, very much aware of it while it's happening. And then pulling myself out of it. And I go, oh, I escaped. It's like when you're in a horrible dream and you're like, please wake up, please wake up, please wake up. And then once in a while, I'm like, I woke up. Oh my God, that felt like I was going to be taken under forever. But then you just wake up, you just get back into the frequency that goes, you know, there it is, there it is. So whatever does that for you, you know, make sure that you schedule that in your day all the time, right? You wouldn't brush your teeth and say, I brushed my teeth for 5 weeks. Why on earth do I need to brush my teeth again? It's like, because you have to do it every single day. In fact, I was actually just reading, because my dad has Parkinson's and leukemia. He's got a lot going on. And he also had a lifetime of stress, by the way, a lifetime of no tools for stress, just beating his body up. Anyways, the point is, I was reading about Parkinson's and dementia and all kinds of neurological things. And it was saying that your brain develops plaque, okay, just like your teeth. And when you get really good sleep, like REM sleep, your brain cleans out the trash. It like wipes away the plaque. But we need to get good sleep all of the time. And a lot of diseases are also from like just not full, having that full, which by the way, they say the number one thing that keeps us from having good sleep is anxiety, right? Anyway, it's just so interesting. But it's like, that doesn't mean that if you had really good sleep for 6 months that you can now just not have good sleep. Like, no, no, that has to happen every night. So the same thing with your meditative practice, the same thing with cleaning out your chemical self so that you're not predictably living. I feel like if you think of it, and this is all of these things, by the way, are things that I've learned from so many different people, including Joe Dispenza. But one of the things that he says is people are addicted to living a life that they don't really like. We're addicted to this dissatisfaction. And so how can we change that? It's like, really, let's change the chemical self. Let's remember. And then when you get this, and if you just get that one thing, frequency carries information, then why on earth would you be going live if you were in this place of, what are they going to think of me? I'm worried about this. I feel like I have to pull a boulder up a mountain. No, 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 we're not going live. But then on the flip side, it's like, why would you not go live? If frequency carries information and all that's needed is your frequency, why would you not go live? Because it's not necessary that you have like a dissertation on this thing and that you can hold up all of the ways in which you've already won all of the awards for the product or services you do. It's just the frequency carries the information. So then you go, oh, wait a minute. I'm capable of love, period. I'm capable of being in a space where love emanates from me. I'm capable of being so enthusiastic that everything in the room around me just like perks up. I'm capable of being so compassionate that people around me just let go of shame. I'm capable of being so excited and so passionate and so filled with wonder and gratitude that everybody around me starts to feel good. They start to feel at ease. You know, I'm going live then. Because I don't really need anything else. And that's how I built my whole career in every single thing that I've done. That's how I built anything, right? All the friendships, all the moments, all the collaborations. It's like frequency carries information. So everyone who's walking in the room with, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. So I'm the best singer. So I have the best presentation. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like it never mattered. And you notice that, like when it comes to who people choose for president or for anything, right? It's like, what do they ultimately vote for? You know, they vote for whatever they feel vibrationally aligned with, or charisma, or whoever, whatever it is. It's like people are sometimes so not qualified, you know, it doesn't matter. As soon as they walked in the room and people are like, okay, that's the vibration, you know, that gave me a sense of strength or purpose or got me all animated. Okay. Right. People are looking to feel alive. People are looking to feel bigger than they felt a moment before. So frequency carries information. And I'm asking you to remember right now, what does your future feel like? What does your future feel like? And just check in, just take a little audit. The way you were feeling so far today, and there's no wrong answer to this, okay? The way you felt so far today, is it in alignment with how your future feels? Were you feeling bouncy? Were you feeling alive? Were you feeling expansive? Were you feeling playful? Or were you feeling worried? Were you feeling concerned? Were you feeling stressed? Were you? Because if you were feeling that way right now, what is your mind telling you you're waiting for in order to right now actually live into your future? Because we can collapse time and space, and that future gets to show up today when we change the way that we are emitting whatever the frequency is. So what is she doing in the future? Is she at ease? Is she just excited? Is she just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you? Right? That was the reel that I played yesterday from Esther Hicks, where she's like, people are going to say, what on earth did you do? And you're going to say, she says, you're going to say, I just kept saying, thank you for my body. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for this house. Thank you for my friends. Thank you. 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 And then all of these miracles and wonders and things. And that's one way to look at it, right? Is just being in a state of gratitude. But we know that there's even other aspects of what your future self feels besides gratitude, right? Your future self feels alive, creative, playful, all of the things, fully at ease, you know, that sexy, feminine receiver mode, you know, that like it's coming. I'm just enjoying it. Ooh, what's coming in the next? I'm going to open up the next surprise, you know, just letting it come right to you, drawing it in, drawing it in. We have to rehearse it. We have to rehearse it. We have to rehearse it. And then it gets more and more familiar. And then you start putting that into the world. And then people go, oh, I love how that feels. I needed some of that. Let's just enjoy this. Let's just have fun with this. Let's just forget about any agenda and just create an atmosphere that's really playful and fun and alive and feels good. And let's just enjoy it. And it doesn't matter if they say yes or no, because whatever is happening, it's already done. It's already done. And I just wind up enjoying it. And then everybody has fun. I forget, you know, what it's like out there in so many rooms and so many Zoom rooms and so many houses and so many meeting rooms and so many lunches. It's like somebody, you know, wants you so bad to just let them vent. Right? People all the time are like, please just be a stand. Let me have my story. Say yes to my stuff. Say yes to me. Say yes to me. Let me just sit here in it. And they really, really ultimately don't want that. Right? But it's just fascinating how we forget. So frequency carries information. And that's all that really is required. So ask yourself, like, I want to run straight into serendipity today. I want to run straight into synchronicity. I want to run straight into a mystical, transcendent, alive, blow my mind experience. In order for that to happen, we have to drop the constant, predictable worries and concerns and live. So I want to remind us of that, because that's really why we're here. And when we do that, it just comes in.
I hope that that gave you some insight and reminded you of things that you maybe needed to hear. Here are the takeaways. Number one, there are infinite possible ways that the money can find you. Your job is not to decide how the money will find you. Your job is to simply show up in your joy, in that enthusiasm, that resonance, that passion. As you move through the world in that space, that's when you become a match for these opportunities. Number two, whatever's coming into your life, you are resonant to it, period. Number three, all we're trading all day long is energy. When you turn it on like a Christmas tree, people will pay to be around that energy. They want to be in that Wi-Fi. Number four, all reality is this one infinite swirl. The more you receive, the more you give to the whole ocean. Number five, you meet people in their highest resonance by being in yours. And then you're not needy because your soul isn't needy. Your soul knows the abundance comes from your resonance. No matter what, it can't miss you. Number six, frequency carries information. Your life is happening because of what's happening from inside of you. It's happening based upon what your own antenna is picking up and what you are putting out, and therefore who is hearing it and what's reverberating back. Number seven, we can collapse time and space. That future you want gets to show up today. When we change the frequency that we're emitting, we have to rehearse the way we want our future to feel. Number eight, if you want to run straight into the serendipity and synchronicity, if you want to run into a mystical, transcendent, blow your mind experience, then you have to drop the constant, predictable worries and concerns and just live. That's really why we're here. Thank you for being here and listening to the show. If the show resonates with you, and I feel like so many of you are like OG listeners, share the show. Share the show with a friend. I would love to see this audience double and triple because the work that we're doing here is so honest and it's so cool. And I just love hearing women grow and expand and all of that. So text the link to somebody. You can email them the link or you can post about it on your Instagram and leave us a review if you haven't yet, because we are going to do a giveaway very soon. And those of you who left a review will be eligible. And don't forget that on April 18th at 5 o'clock Pacific, if you want to join, I am doing a breathwork training with Samantha Skelly. You can register at kathyheller.com/breathe. Also, we still have spots left for my retreat, which you can sign up for that at kathyheller.com/retreat. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. I'll leave you with a song of mine. Have an amazing weekend.
Let your color shine.